All right, Sunday morning, 7:322. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. We're going to look at something the Lord spoke to me yesterday. I heard this spiritual retardation. I'm thinking spiritual retardation. All right. The Holy Spirit spoke this term to me after dealing with a person that doesn't want to know the truth about what's going on in the world. They are just stuck on a track and they can't get off of it, a rut. And here's what he said to me about that. They are slow of heart to believe. Now, didn't they call Forrest Gump mentally challenged? They call you slow, right? Slow. They're slow of heart to believe. All right, Luke 24. Luke 24:13. Behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs, and they talked together of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, considering Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. I mean, the whole 3 years Jesus was with them, 3.5 years, whatever. He talked to him about this. He talked to him about what's going to happen. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. He went in to tarry with them, and it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake, and gave it to them. Their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. They said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? All right. Slow of heart to believe. Slow means dull. Just dull. It is if they are boxed in and running on one track and nothing else is acceptable that doesn't fit into that box and that track they're running on. They can't hear anything else. It's not that they don't want to, maybe it's just they can't. Problem with this type of thinking is that God is not in the box anymore. He's moved out of the box. He expects us to move with him. Okay, we're going to read some scriptures on that. First one's Mark chapter 9. You know, someone wanted me to pray for someone that has this horrible disease, COVID. And I'm just doing everything I can to restrain myself and say nothing. In fact, I asked him, I said, have they had the shots? And they sent back, no, they haven't had the vaccines. See, just that alone. No research. You can go online and see. They are not FDA approved. They didn't go through peer-reviewed studies. They are not vaccines. They are experimental drugs, and you're putting your life at risk to even take it. That's the truth. And I could have blasted the truth, but would fall on deaf ears. Mark 9. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there is be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. And there appeared unto them Elias and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wist not what to say, for they were sore afraid. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus, only with themselves. As they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what these things they had seen, till the Son of Man was risen from the dead. Okay, then Mark 14. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the place or the palace of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priest and the council sought for witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many bare false witness against him, but their witnesses agreed not together. And there arose certain and bare false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither so did their witnesses agree together. So spiritual retardation is like natural retardation. So what the Lord said here, the individuals have one track, and they get very upset if anything messes with that box. See, this is why the leaders of Jesus stay. They couldn't understand and believe anything other than the track they were on. It's much like it is today. They feel safe there and feel threatened if anyone or anyone messes with it. God vacated, and we have to vacate. We're following Him. We're not following experiences that we build denominations around. Oh, John Smith, you know, he had those visions. Da, 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 da. Now that's what the Mormons. On vocabulary.com, dull means to take away its edge, its energy, or its excitement. Yeah. Walking in the Spirit keeps us on the cutting edge with what He is doing. We were never told to stop and build a denomination. We were told to take the gospel. Looks pretty mobile, doesn't it, to me? In Jesus' day, some received him and some did not. Nothing has changed on that front, you know. If you're having to deal with someone like this, don't argue with them. Be as kind as you can. Don't try to change their mind. They have some days ahead of them, and hopefully this will awaken them to the truth. And, you know, I believe the Lord has shown me that when you need to say something, I'll give you what you need to say. And therefore, you don't have to go hunt down and try, because that's what alienates people. It alienates them from you, and then they won't listen to you at all. So, for what it's worth, if you come across some of these kind of people, you know what to do.